everybody, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. And this is Thomas. And we've been through all the life experiences, and you can't beat us, so there. Just kidding. And, everyone's been through some form of life experience, right? Don't lie to the genie. I know you've been through it. Come on. Give me a smile. Okay. And please like, subscribe, and comment below, and share when you have a chance. Please click the like button, because it helps my algorithm. Thank you so much. What are we talking about today, guys? We're talking about everyone knows about the Jada and Will Smith confirmed entanglement and cheating, okay, on the red table. And I will say I am a big fan of Will Smith, though. He's done a lot. I looked up, he's done a lot of philanthropy, so I give him, like, a lot of credit. And, like, I actually, if I met him, I'd be like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched Fresh Prince my whole entire, like, childhood. Like, I still watch some clips to this day where I'm, like, at home laughing hysterically, like, crying, like, of laughter. It's just so freaking funny. So let's talk about the first problem, everybody, is how, like, sometimes we look at celebrities like they're God. Yeah. I don't know why we do this or how we've gotten so far that we do that, but we do. It's, like, a media issue, and sometimes it's just annoying. And I think we need to stop doing that. You know, like, and I just don't understand. I don't know. I feel like their marriage and relationships is kind of sad. It's really sad. Like, I feel like this goes to my point again with Pursuing Compatibility, guys. This is why I firmly believe it's so important to date. It really, really is. Because do you want to go through a midlife crisis where you didn't discover yourself and you dated enough people to figure out which one's going to last for a long time? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I kind of laugh at her because I was watching some videos of her and she was like saying, oh yeah, I'm just a free chick. I don't need a partner. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, when you're 60 or 70, you're not going to be thinking that way anymore. I think that's a little bit hilarious that she says that. I think it's funny if anyone says that. It's like, okay, when you're 60 and 70, you may not be having that perception that you're... Yeah, I don't know what it is. Do you think it's like a denial of aging?
Yeah, it's...
I feel like because she went through a midlife crisis.
Yep.
Midlife crisis is a huge cause of divorce.
One of the examples
and not
I
finding
have
out
is,
who you are. Right, that's why I tell people you have to have your own thing. It's okay to be one with your partner. That's fine. If you want to be one, like, this is a symbol of that. Like, we talked about other videos. But at the same time, if you don't have your own thing, or at least some friends of your own jam, you know, like, your marriage, your relationship will go kabook, you know? Or, I mean, there's so many variables. I mean, I had my own thing, too, but my relationship 8 years didn't work out, too. So, anyway, sorry.
My example I can give you, I'm just trying to conjure up my thoughts.
Yeah. I'm talking.
My mother-in-law, 73 years old, and she'd been single for, like, ever.
Wow. Forever? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, her...
Well, I mean, she was married, obviously, right?
Yeah, married to my wife. Dad.
Yeah. And when did they divorce? Midlife crisis?
18 years. They lasted 18 years.
And then midlife crisis,
and then next thing you know, I think it was a midlife crisis for her.
Yeah.
Her dad was more reserved. He was a reserved kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And back in those days, because like I said, he was born in the 30s. And he was like the whole American dream type thing, you know.
Yeah.
You don't split up.
Right.
And that's the kind of mentality he had.
Well, that was, a lot of older generations think that way.
But he's 18 years older than her, though.
Oh, I think age does matter.
Yeah. So she had got off into that midlife crisis type of deal.
Yeah.
And like I always say about myself, because my wife, my third wife.
Yeah.
It seems like you attract the wrong ones.
Yeah.
You know, so after her divorce with her, my wife's dad, she attracted the wrong guys afterwards. So she got married once after that. And then after that, she never married again.
Yeah.
And just to echo off of your point is that she had the my way of the highway mentality, and you can't
stubborn.
You can't do that in a relationship if you want to keep it.
No, nope. And if you want it to last,
if you want to,
or at least be happy.
Yeah,
a lot of people stay married, but that doesn't mean they're happy.
Mm-hmm. We don't like to focus on the essential things We yeah. like to focus on our feelings, or you hurt my feelings, or
this, pride, you
know.
Ego.
Yeah, disrespect is disrespect. You know, some people just don't know how to look. Because you if you love each other, you train each other the way you deal with each other.
Yeah, in many ways, a relationship and marriage is, you're kind of parenting each other, but at the same time, not. Mm-hmm. Like, you should be already parented, mm-hmm. you know? But if your parents didn't do it right, you should try to parent yourself, because then you get too much codependency mm-hmm. if you can't, you know, parent yourself.
I can't stress DNA enough. That's why I always stress DNA. DNA goes a long way.
Yeah.
You know?
Awareness, too.
A lot of, I look at a lot of my mom. My mom's DNA is the same, just the same, you know, you want to be with somebody. She wanted to be with somebody. Even when she passed away, she had a boyfriend, you know.
Aww, yeah.
And she wanted a companion.
How did she pass away?
A heart failure. But you just decide. You got to want it. You can't, you know.
Yeah.
What do you see in a man? What do you want out of a man?
Me?
Yeah.
I want the handsome, great guy that is going after what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
That is self-aware, because I don't want to be a babysitter. I was just having this conversation mm-hmm. with a friend of mine the other day. She's going through divorce and a lot of messy stuff, and she's 50. And I was encouraging her to date again, because I said, maybe you just need to date again. Because like I said, I encourage people, it really is important to date. And that what I mean by dating around is wholesome dating. Because, and I talk about this with a guy friend of mine too. He's like, well, what do you mean by that? I'm like, well, once you find out what you don't want, you mm-hmm. find out what you do want.
Right.
So you really do learn from failures. A lot of people, I think we're shifting too much where people are afraid of failure. And that's also relates to instant gratification, because we want to just shoot for instant love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I found love. And like, okay, let's not be naive. You know, it takes real work mm-hmm. to make a marriage and relationship work for it to last, but it should mm-hmm. be enjoyable work, because you have your stuff together. And I want a man, to me, a definition of a real man is a man that has his stuff together, that's self-aware, that's a great guy. I need attraction, you know. I'm not going to lie. Some people don't need attraction. For me, I need attraction. Because I've done the whole forcing attraction thing. It doesn't work.
Well, you got to have some kind of attraction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I need a guy to be physically fit and take health seriously, because I take health seriously. Mm-hmm. And especially with me, because I have medical conditions. So it's like, if you don't take health seriously, then it's just mm-hmm. no point. We're mm-hmm. going to fail, like, because of my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And let's see, because I've learned from my past relationships, so it's like going after what you want. Like, if you really want me, you got to also come after me. But it's got to be mutual, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if a guy is constantly being persistent, and I'm not expressing anything, you know, like, or any sort of mutual interest, you know, like, where I'm like, dude, I'm really not into you, like, at all. If I'm, like, really, like, I'm not attracted to you, I'm not into you at all, like, then the guy has to learn to back off. But
mm-hmm.
if he really wants me, he would prove it. And a lot of guys these days are lazy. And I've talked to this about, it was a guy friend of mine who's I work with, and he was like 40, and he's never been married. He told me, yeah, you're right. He's like, millennial men have become lazy
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. Things have just gotten so easy. And I always tell people, what's easy to get may not last.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah. It's basically it's what attracts you, you know. And I really believe in personality attracts.
Yeah. Well, and I want, you know, the yin and yang. If someone's exactly like me, we would go absolutely nuts.
Your personality attracts.
Keep
it in mind that you're not going to be perfect like that. I don't like to use that, because we're all perfect.
Right. I think it's good to have that mentality where we push to be better.
Yeah.
But perfection is like, it's
yeah,
just
we're all perfect in our own way.
Yeah.
And the personality is what attracts.
Yeah.
As you get older, like you used the example of what you're going to do when you get 60, 65 years old and still single. What are your mind state as far as dating and stuff like that, you know?
Well, I think that people that go through midlife crises, it's because they didn't develop their own life their own friends. They didn't discover themselves, which she Jada admitted she didn't. Mm-hmm. And then not only that, it's I don't know. I just don't. I respect people, of course. It's a single life. I respect you, of course. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, in a long term sustainability standpoint, when mm-hmm. you're horny and 50 and mm-hmm. 60 years old and you're lonely and you're horny, mm-hmm. who are you gonna bang?
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't want to say bang, but I mean, like, no one's gonna want to be with you.
Yeah, the people, this generation, they get it.
You know? Yeah. So it's just like. Because your sex drive does go up as you get older, you know?
Yeah,
like, but it should be meaningful intimacy.
Yes, definitely.
I'm not pro hookup, but I'm also, you know, that's mm-hmm. why I'm for, I think, relationships.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, like, that's why I tell people short-term leases, because it may not last. You might find out that, don't assume that your first boyfriend and girlfriend is going to be the one for you. You're setting yourself up for failure. Mm-hmm. That was actually one thing that I did right, actually. My first boyfriend, or first guy I dated, I did not assume he was one. I was just like, okay, I'm just like, because I'm a very go with the flow, chill. Like, that's where I attract a lot of guy friends, because they like the fact that I'm very, like, chill. Mm. I don't really pressure guys, mm-hmm. you know, much. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really expect it to last. I just was like, oh, let's just go with the flow. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
And like I said, like you just mentioned, you know, once you stay single for a point of time.
Point of time in life.
And who you gonna look for sex?
Well, exactly. Because well, let's be real. Everyone likes sex. Yeah, everyone likes
you're
sex.
Still young.
Right, exactly. And I think the single life sounds nice in theory.
Right.
Because you're like, I'm free, which I get it, because I've done my single life. I've done the single time. I've done the day in relationships, and so now I'm like, I'm ready for a commitment. You know, either you're in it or you're not in it with me. Mm-hmm. You're in it with me with persona compatibility or not, you know. But that's for me, though. But yeah, it sounds nice in theory, but then again, when you're hitting your 50s and 60s and you're horny and you're lonely, who are you going to be making love to? Nobody.
You don't even know
who's
out
there.
You don't know who's out there. Is any good people there?
Right. Please do check out my company information if you have not, because Persona Compatibility is working on a lot of good projects. I applied for a competition. I'm hoping to get
somewhere. And that's the most important thing to why you should pursue a relationship, is because things like that, you know. And then
it should be the right one.
The right one.
We are getting into, and also we got the opposite problem in this society where we're getting to relationships too easily, because I just want one and I'm horny. So we're getting the what do you call it, the safe alternative to hookups.
She's a little bit more, he's a little bit more successful than her.
Yes,
there might be tension definitely. There.
That's true, and which is like, what do you call that? I have rivalry.
Yeah.
Which is, I think that's just, I think that's silly.
Right.
Guys, okay, quick tip, guys. Seriously, men, great guys, do not be, and same vice versa, do not be intimidated by a great woman that makes good money and then has her stuff together as a boss, like me. Seriously, because my mentor is telling me some guys would be intimidated by me. I'm like, why? Dude, I'm like such a softy. I'm like the nicest sister. Like, but seriously, guys, don't invent stuff. Okay, that's just a title. That's not, how do I explain this? That's not who the person is.
Right.
That's only one aspect. Right. So don't sell yourself short.
As long as you're together.
Right. Yeah.
And you're together long enough, you're going to support each other.
Right. It has to be a mutual thing. No, it should be, I'm supportive of you. I want your business to be successful. And I want you to be successful. It's like, you know, and also keep in perspective, everybody, like, when it comes to salary, it's really about luck in this day and age. It really is. Like, if your business, whatever, takes off, that's because you got lucky. If you're a teacher and some schools just don't pay you well, unfortunately. Teachers are way underpaid, and that's not anyone's fault. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is right now, at least, you know. So don't. Great guys and great women should not sell themselves short.
Right. You know? I mean,
because I think a lot of people do that, unfortunately. To conclude the point,
Jada.
Yeah.
And
Will.
Will.
Yeah.
Will's a little bit more successful.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So they have these kids.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's skyrocketing. She's not. You know what I'm saying?
But that's just, so people should still be kinda, with each other for the long haul. Because you're a team. For God's sakes, be a team.
I'm not giving Jada. I'm not giving her a pass.
I think
for
that's
doing,
silly. I just think it's silly in this day and age.
I'm not giving her a pass for doing what she did.
Yeah.
But you
I
have to.
I can see the pain in his eyes. Actually,
to, yeah. Understand. You have to understand it. I'm not saying that she was wrong. I mean, right. My
point. Right. Yeah.
I'm not saying, but you have to understand the struggle.
Yeah.
It's easy. You know, you could be in a relationship for so long. And they're just something just not there at times, you know.
Yeah.
But you just should have, a lot of times you need to stop and say, you know what?
Yeah.
This is new. It's always new.
Yeah.
Every day is new to me.
Yeah. I mean, every day is like a new, that's true. Like every day you can have your first kiss with each other, your first intimacy, your next, you know, 2000 so-and-so and like approaching it in that way would be much more.
That's how it falls. Good, that's how your relationship falls off, because you don't look at the fact that every day should be new to you.
Yeah, that's true, and it's a new learning experience with each other. And
I'm gonna do the same things I did to get you.
Yeah, yeah.
What I did 16 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, I think that you should, but so a lot of people get complacent. Yeah, they get too complacent. Comfortable and too complacent. Mm-hmm. Happened with my past relationship too.
Yep. So you got to do the same thing. So go back.
Yeah.
Or you can say, okay, let's see how many good years we had.
Yeah.
And you start. So if the good years outweigh the bad years, you're normally going to have a good relationship. You know, and that's how a lot of us don't work on our relationship. We're not conscious, you know, and we're none of us. We all fall to a point where, oh, you know what, babe? I'm sorry, I forgot. You said do this.
Yeah, you know what? You know, so, sometimes it just happens. Yeah. Like, honey, I totally forgot about that. You know? Mm-hmm. I wonder how Will's. I think Will is not handling it well.
Yeah.
Compared to her, I could tell. I could just tell by his facial expression.
Well,
compared to
Jada,
person
what Jada did was like.
A little sneaky. Stop.
Don't be justifying it. And then towards the end, you want to justify it. Don't justify it. Just say, I did it.
Yeah, just own it.
Yeah, own
it. Own it. If you made, you know? If you cheated or did it, whatever, own it. You know, like, don't make excuses. You know, I respect people. Okay, people that cheated, I get it, because I've had a lot of people open up to me. But it's like, at least own it. At
own
least
it.
Take responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's, you know, people are raised differently, personality, brain chemistry. I don't know, you know, what's going on. But at least own it. Take responsibility that you made a mistake.
So, the point we just, in this video.
You get more respect that way, too.
Know whether you're relationship material or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not relationship material, don't waste people's time.
Yeah.
Especially if you know it. Then, you know.
But you also have to identify who is, too.
Yes.
Because, like I said, we're having this new thing where now it's alternative to hookups.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, we're having this thing now, trend, where it's, like, no hookups or hookups. Or there's the, I'm in a relationship just because I'm horny.
Right.
But then that's not going to last. And then that's not going to last. And then you could have been with the love of your life 5 months earlier, possibly. Because you're messing around with the wrong woman or wrong man.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I believe that's a huge cause of why we're so lonely in the first place. Are people were with the wrong people. And we have a high divorce rate.
Right.
Why? Because people are with the wrong people. People are just impatient.
Mm-hmm.
And that connects with instant gratification because you just want a relationship just to fulfill your sexual needs. But you can get your sexual needs anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find love anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
In summary, what do we think of Jada and Will Smith's situation? It's kind of sad.
I can see straight through it. It's simple.
It's just sad.
It's one is
sad.
A little bit more successful than the other. And then that kind of clash a little bit. But then you understand, too, they got kids.
Yeah. I feel like if I was their child, I wouldn't want to see all that. I feel like that would make me like so upset to see all that, you know, like because kids essentially want their parents to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's all they've known. So they're like, I don't know any different. You know, so that might be what they're thinking.
Maybe he stopped pleasing her, you know?
Yeah,
in the
bedroom
or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, but, Will is in his 50s, you know? I think Jada, too.
Yeah, she's late 40s, I think.
Yeah. And so I ain't saying it has anything to do with age.
Yeah.
But sometimes you lose that savor. so to speak, like I said.
Yeah, I'm going to work at it. So, in closing, everyone, if you want to get into long-lasting relationship marriage, you got to keep it up and make sure you have your own time and discover who you are. And, you know, like I said, it really is important to date, and also so you can learn from failures and learn what you don't want, so you can find what you do want. Careful who you date, because you never know who's a crazy person. They may be pretty on the outside, but in that case, on the inside. Or not compatible with you in the long-term view. And then short-term leases, because you may not be compatible when you live together. You might find out, crap, we're not compatible, let's get out of there. All right, so trust me, trust the genie. We've been through it all.
Yeah,
trust
exactly.
Genie and Thomas, we've been through it all. Alrighty, everybody, remember, multiple hugs a day keeps cranking its way. And please like, subscribe, comment, and share below. Click the like button, because it helps my algorithm. Please do so. And stay safe in this pandemic. Stay safe in the heat. Keep cool. And why stay stuck when we get better, okay? All right, sayonara. Peace out. Bye.